Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I will not vote for a Democrat to be appointed on any board in Santa Rosa County. I just want to say, I think our community would be outraged to understand, to know that this board is putting Democrats on boards. They're infiltrating a lot of things in this county, and they're actually donating to some members of this board. And so I will stand up for, there's 80,000 Republicans to choose from that are well qualified, that understand the Marines. And so I would absolutely say that we need to do everything we can.
So Commissioner James Calkins, yesterday objecting to the appointment of somebody he says is a Democrat, but she's an expert in marine biology, Shana Marie Alford, to the Marine Advisory Committee, because she's a Democrat and for no other reason whatsoever, because we got to stop the infiltration. he's just, okay. Anyway, that was the beginning. That was the beginning. They voted 4-1 to go ahead and appoint her, and rightly so, because somebody's party affiliation should not be the only thing that you care about. And certainly when you're talking about nonpartisan technical advisory boards, I want to know whether they know marine science. I want to know whether they understand oysters and reefs and water quality and runoff and that kind of stuff. And if they want to serve in a capacity to the county where you have boards that are hard to get staffed for good people, volunteer boards, by the way, who cares? I don't care. I mean, that's the point. We need to learn to get along with other people. And I appreciate Ray Eddington speaking up about this and, you know, saying, you know, Democrat or Republican, let good people do the stuff that they can do. Colton Wright, you know, doing that. Anyway, so James Calkins is just plain flat wrong about this. But anyway, that was the first meeting. Short meeting. You wouldn't think there'd be any drama, but there was a short meeting. And then the second meeting was the zoning board meeting in the evening. And what seemed like it was going to be a fairly straightforward 10 or 11 minute meeting just all of a sudden went completely off the rails.
Michael Stevens, 5575 Jones Street. I'm in District 2. Mr. Kerry Smith, I came to address the board because of WEAR's news that you guys put a Democrat on the Marine Advisory Board. Sir, I got 4 minutes.
This is not public forum.
Retaking my time. You cannot do that.
Sir, you're not welcome.
You can think it's funny, but you know what? You're not getting reelected, and if I can help it, we're going to boot you beforehand.
Sir,
because the Democrats do not belong on a Republican team.
Sir, if you're not here to speak.
Do you see what they're doing in Washington? Do you know our school boards have pornographic books in our libraries and everything else? This is ridiculous.
So, yeah, he was a little worked up. And by the way, this was not a public comment section. they were talking about a zoning question. But he was, you know, clearly worked up and got to protect the libraries. So, you know, just like, wow, holy smokes. Again, you know, Kerry Smith was the one who nominated this woman to be on the board. She's, you know, by all accounts, very qualified. And but Michael Stevens wasn't done. I mean, his mic was off now. But he wasn't done.
You won't let me speak? That's all right. Cool.
It's okay.
I see three rhinos. You're all going to get reelected by nobody here. Thank God.
I got your rhino.
I got your rhino.
I've already got three replacements. I started already. Because you, for your land scam, buddy.
And this is where the deputy is gently helping them to not be at the podium anymore.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
So
you are all rhinos, you are all anti-American, except for James McCawkins. Listen.
So
James McCawkins.
He runs the library.
Who apparently is more Scottish than I knew. So Commissioner James Calkins, you know, did he call this guy to come down? I don't know. Did this guy just voluntarily decide that he was going to come down and protest at the zoning meeting? I don't know. So Colton Wright.
So those of you in the audience, you may, just for Commissioner Calkins' benefit, when you come up and petition the board, you may want to let him know if you're a registered Republican or a registered Democrat, so he knows how to
Sir,
vote on your case.
Sir, can we stick to the zoning board meeting?
Commissioner
I understand why other folks are
Commissioner
upset
Smith,
about
you have the
this morning's meeting.
Okay.
So
we'll carry on with this one. We thank you, Deputy, for taking care of that.
Yeah, we're gonna vote against all the Democrats and all the decisions. We're gonna have a political test in terms of hiring staffers. Like if you are a Democrat, you can't be on staff in the county. I mean, is that where we're going with all this? You know, Commissioner McCawkins.
If we have nobody in opposition to that, I've got the church giggles right now because, you know, that giggle that starts happening when you start giggling and your mama pops you upside the head.
Yes.
So forgive me.
We all know. I wish I had music for the Santa Rosa County Commission sometimes. I know. 616 News Radio 92.3. Coming up in a moment, the Transgressors Memorial Service. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's hard to follow.
Sorry.
I just want to say that. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or anything on the road. Very light today. And, of course, it's a holiday weekend. There's going to be graduations, I imagine, today, right, at the Pensacola Bay Center.
You know, I don't know. We had Tate. We had Escambia. I'm not sure
right,
who's doing today.
I'm pretty
I would
sure
think
they're
so.
Going through all the weekend. So that's just one area to keep in mind as you're driving around today. And, of course, again, Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot of people maybe visiting this area that haven't been here before. So don't, like, I don't know, give the finger if they're driving too slow in front of you. You know, just be courteous to our guests. And, you know, anyway, no problems on the road. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, if you would, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, we must pronounce judgment against Olivia, a college student who went on TikTok to air what she thought was a grievance against a professor who gave her a zero for proposing a paper about transgender athletes using violent anti-transgender language.
I got a zero on a project proposal in my class because I used the term biological women, which is apparently not allowed anymore.
Olivia may act surprised, but frankly what surprises me is that with all the progress made to re-educate the American youth, there are any college students left who still make such errors.
She even said it was a good project proposal, but I got a zero because I used this term that's exclusionary and not allowed anymore, so...
Of course! When Olivia says biological woman, she's embracing the transphobic paradigm that gender is a birth fact rather than a belief fact. Luckily, she didn't commit this same word crime on the job or in some other real-world situation. College is precisely the place to diagnose, stifle, and eradicate such mistakes.
And I 100% know that this is like the most biased grade ever because my project is about transgenders competing in biological women's sports.
It's not bias, young person identified as a female at birth. It's a head fact. The very notion that she thinks there's a difference between transgender women and non-transgender women is the problem. Her frustration is born from her cognitive disorder of thinking there are different kinds of women when all women are just women regardless of whether they were born that way. Why doesn't she understand that womanhood is in the mind and not in the body? It's science, after all.
How am I supposed to do my final project if I can't use the word biological women? But that's what my project is about.
But this is the whole point. As the second of the 14 holy language justice warriors, Philippa Bernard, said in her 1994 homily at Seneca Falls, quote, "We must make the wrong beliefs unthinkable, and the way we make them unthinkable is by making them unspeakable. Take away the erroneous words, and you protect the misguided from forming the erroneous thoughts," end quote. I couldn't have said it better myself. So long as miscreants like Olivia have access to the words that let them form the idea that some women are more real than others, they will continue to commit acts of linguistic hate. But do not worry. We will teach her until her heart bleeds like a true liberal. And in so doing, her example will inspire countless others to repent from the thought sins of their youth. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, you may recall that George Washington University made something of a stir last year when they boldly announced they were canceling their 96-year-old sports nickname of being the Colonials. A clearly unacceptable imperialist and oppressive namesake, which no modern acolyte of the holy acronym string would ever embrace. And thus began a fervent search for a new moniker for the storied university in Washington, D.C. Well, now, just 1 year later, and after more than 8,000 suggestions, 47,000 points of feedback, 300 talking stick focus groups, 1,500 safe space group hugs, and just $14 million in well-spent American Rescue Plan funds, George Washington University has finally discovered its true identity.
We are dedicated to changing the world for the better. We are the GW Revolutionaries.
Now, if that doesn't inspire you, I really don't know what would. Yes, from now on, the George Washington Revolutionaries will take to the field and represent the anti-establishment spirit that birthed this country out from underneath British oppression.
Revolutionaries are bold. They embody creativity and passion. Revolutionaries are change makers. They're not content with the status quo.
We really love this new label, although we are somewhat uncomfortable with the fact that it seems to honor the white slavers who founded this country by oppressing Native Americans, Africans, and women. George will still remain as the official mascot, by the way. But still, this name shift opens the door to celebrating so many other fine revolutionaries who have resisted oppression throughout history. George Washington could have Mao Zedong Women's Volleyball Night. There could be Che Guevara tailgates for football season. Certainly, we look forward to the annual Fidel Castro Memorial Golf Tournament and charity fundraiser. And of course, GW could really honor the spirit of equity leaders Trotsky, Lenin, and Marx in the baseball stadium by putting the expensive seats in the outfield and the cheap, uncomfortable bleacher benches behind home plate to demonstrate their dedication to the proletariat. So yes, by all means, let us accept the name imposed on the student-athletes by the wealthy white alumni, the president, and the board of George Washington University, who certainly believe that the best way to honor the legacy of this fine 200-year-old institution is by praising the overthrow of institutional authority and adopting a name that pales in genius only when compared to that of the Washington Commanders or perhaps the Cleveland Guardians. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, Let us take a moment to honor the brave work being done by the United States Department of Agriculture to ban flavored milk in elementary and middle school cafeterias. The conclusions of the USDA's School Nutrition and Meal Cost Study are clear. Chocolate and strawberry-flavored milk represent half of the added sugars in school lunches and 30% of those in breakfasts. Thus, in an effort to combat childhood obesity and the dangerous trend toward children enjoying food, the USDA recommends censoring flavored milk so as to, quote, encourage consumption of fat-free or low-fat milk, end quote. Yes, if we can finally liberate young students from the tyranny of their tongues, they will eagerly force-feed themselves the unrefined chalky dirt water of flavor-free skim milk. Oh, skim milk. Now, we know some parents might argue that a product children won't drink at all is not very nutritious, but here we disagree. Precisely because we are trying to eliminate the love of sugary, salty, or otherwise tasty food, the best test of success is what percentage of that food is discarded into the trash pail because it is too awful to consume. When students are throwing away 50% of their meals, we will know we have found the Michelle Obama-certified correct mixture of nutrition and distaste. You see, our vision of the future state of radical equality for people around the world starts with our children learning to be satisfied with the vivid mediocrity of total taste equity. How better to teach them that life is boring, bland, and repetitive? The sooner our young proletarians internalize this lesson, the sooner they can embrace the limp love of low-expectation living, which is vital to our shared communal future devoid of happiness, pleasure, and joyful anything. No salt, no sugar, no ketchup, and now no chocolate or strawberry milk. Bean curd casserole, veggie spirals with a dollop of unsalted tomato paste, and, of course, think of the healthiness we can craft by so lowering their mouth preferences that a side dish of unseasoned boiled waxed beans seems like a delicacy. Now, sure, occasionally we will perhaps allow them a celebratory spritz of prune juice atop their tofu loaf, but only on special celebrations. This drive to make food insufferable provides a teachable moment to make them mindful of the sufferings of their comrades in classrooms across the world who never even get prune juice at all. Down with pleasure, up with equity, away with the flavored milk. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
627 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy, you want to give them traffic on the fives?
I think you can do your own traffic on the fives. Unseasoned boiled wax beans, huh? The delicacy.
Sure. A dollop of tomato paste.
Dollop of tomato paste, but only on special occasions. I was waiting for the announcements.
Yeah. We didn't have any announcements today.
Okay.
So,
well, here's my announcement. Looks like the roads are clean. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays this morning. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. And Memorial Day weekend, again, the beach is going to be busy. Keep that in mind. So, of course, 98 is going to be busy. Three Mile Bridge may be backed up. But right now, it is fine. Not showing any delays. And be courteous to our friends and neighbors visiting the area. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy.
Yeah.
David Wayne's in
I'm
the news.
I'm going to wear a Handmaid's Tale outfit. I swear to God. I swear to God I will.
I would, but I just don't look good in that shade of red. David, what do you have in the newsroom, sir?
Hundreds of people turned out last night to pack George Floyd Square in downtown Minneapolis on the third anniversary of Floyd's death. A candlelight vigil was held. Several speakers made continued calls for change, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz declared yesterday to be George Floyd Remembrance Day. The family of a teen that died after falling off a bridge in California is now refuting claims that he was doing a social media stunt when he fell. The 17-year-old fell from that bridge early on Saturday morning. Los Angeles police say the teen was climbing an arch on the bridge and planned to post a video on social media. The teen's family says he slipped and fell while climbing a fence and wasn't even a big social media user. And a Florida Burger King ordered to pay a huge settlement. A judge said the owner has to pay $8 million to a customer that slipped and fell. The man suffered lower back issues, apparently needed surgery after falling near a restroom. This was at a Burger King in Hollywood, Florida. And the lawsuit accused the restaurant of negligence. Apparently, it's one of the largest slip and fall verdicts in state history.
Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time. Great for selling homes. Sold over 230 homes last year, on pace to beat that record again this year. Not a surprise. Just kind of has it down to a science. Knows how to get the best price, deals closed quickly. And, of course, she knows how to hold your hand through the whole process and, you know, get to the end result. And I think from a buying perspective, same thing, even more so. Like, she knows the seller's mindset, so she knows how to win as a buyer, as a buyer's agent. And particularly if you're a new buyer, like if you're thinking about moving up to a home you own, call Christina. She will walk you through that process. I know it would have been great for us to have somebody like her on our side buying our first home. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Ron DeSantis presidential campaign reports raising $8.2 million in donations in the 24 hours after his campaign announcement Wednesday.
Next week, DeSantis sets off to key primary states to officially kick off his campaign. He starts in Des Moines, Iowa on the 30th, and it will be a near miss with former President Trump, who arrives in Des Moines the following day. He will then head off to New Hampshire and South Carolina.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A California man is declared innocent and released from prison after 33 years.
I just knew that one day this was going to come. I'm just so grateful.
Daniel Saldana was convicted of attempted murder when he was 22 years old, accused of shooting at a car full of teenagers leaving a high school football game. Another convicted shooter said at a parole hearing 6 years ago, Saldana wasn't even there. The case was reopened in February when the current L.A. district attorney heard about it. A former deputy DA apparently failed to share the information with Saldana or his attorney. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 65 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Plans for a completely renovated taxiway at the Peter Prince Airport in Santa Rosa County are moving forward. Yesterday, the Board of Commissioners awarded $2.5 million contract to Panhandle Grading and Paving. Commissioner Sam Parker says they were the lowest bid by nearly $600,000.
I could name off three significant projects just that I have tracked and followed where this company is a local family-owned company that has openly acknowledged, yes, they could charge more and still win bids for projects.
And the project includes reconstruction and lighting improvements to taxiway B at the airport. Both the county and FDOT pledging $91,855 towards the project. The remaining amount expected to be paid through FAA grant funds. Escambia County's now ditched the Pulse Point app in favor of I Am Responding.
Part of what we were hoping to get out of it was mainly volunteers. When they're en route, hey, I'm en route. To the scene, and it really wasn't working for us in that regard.
The app is an end-to-end emergency response system for first responders that provides alerts and critical incident data. It also allows the public to listen in to Escambia County dispatch calls, which was one of the popular uses of Pulse Point. Stormy Daniels says she now regrets coming forward about the alleged affair with former President Donald Trump.
The porn actress told UK TV she fears Trump will get away with criminal charges tied to hush money payouts to hide an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. Daniels said it was pointless coming forward and claims she's terrified of some Trump supporters who she says have threatened to slit her throat, harassed her and her family, and even attacked her horse. I'm Brian Shook.
NOAA officials now predicting a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season with 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, 1 to 4 major hurricanes. Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad also says things should be even better when it comes to forecasting. They've got a new hurricane model debuting next month.
The new hurricane model provides up to a 15% improvement in track and intensity forecasts over existing models.
And he says it especially focuses on improving forecasts for rapid intensification. Escambia County deputies say a Pensacola man shot his neighbor with a pellet gun, and this all happened after one of his neighbor's chickens flew over the fence onto his property. 69-year-old Zenfiro Landero now charged with aggravated battery. He was arrested Wednesday, held on $2,500 bond. Deputies say when they got to the scene, the neighbor's arm was bleeding from that wound. The neighbor denied medical treatment, though, and drove himself to the hospital to get checked out. It is 6:35, News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything's running smooth right now. I dare say holiday lights, because I bet a lot of people called in sick today. I know. Kevin just doesn't answer his phone. What? I know. I don't feel good either, guys. I'm just kidding. This is very easy. But as we take a look, there is an accident or a slowdown, I should say. And I think it's construction. This is I-10 eastbound right after the Avalon exit in Milton. And it's not quite backed up to the Avalon exit, but it looks like there's something that's slowing people down. I think it might go down to one lane right between the two Milton exits, between the Dairy Queen and the McDonald's on I-10. So caution there and wherever you are, certainly 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. 6:35, now our Channel 3 forecast.
A beautiful way to end the work week. We do have plenty of sunshine with temperatures around 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. Plenty of sunshine as we go into Memorial Day weekend. Sunshine for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Temperatures ranging from the low to mid 80s. Lows overnight in the 60s and 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 65 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A recession might be coming for America, but America is going on vacation first. Despite worries over inflation, many of us plan to spend a lot of money on trips this summer, trips that will provide a boost for the economy. We mostly have the means. A big chunk of the savings households built up when the pandemic started is still there. And with the unemployment rate at a 50-plus year low, paychecks are steady. Gap says restructuring efforts and easing supply chain costs led to a surprise profit in its latest quarter. The chain says it spent less on salaries and other operating costs in a bid to improve margins, along with efforts to reduce inventory. Gap posted a profit of 1 cent a share. Analysts were expecting a loss of 16 cents. Gap shares are up nearly 12% in pre-market trading on the news. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. After stocks closed mixed yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 35, but the NASDAQ jumped 214. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to lose weight? What if you could lose an average of 15% of your body weight and keep it off? Because at Rowe, losing an average of 15% of your body weight is possible. From a starting weight of 200 pounds, you could lose as much as 30 pounds in a year. Go to rowe.co/active. Complete a free online visit and connect with a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional from Rowe. If your BMI is 30 or higher and treatment is right for you, your Rowe provider will prescribe medication FDA-approved specifically for weight loss. Medication that, with diet and exercise, could reduce your body weight by an average of 15% over 12 months. Medication that is paired with lifestyle coaching so that weight comes off and stays off. Go to rowe.co/active. Start your journey today and lose an average of 15% body weight by this time next year. That's ro.co/active.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com. News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
that ball and fight!
Your school.
Have this amazing ability to just kind of make you smile, right? Isn't that what's so great about them? Is it makes you smile. If you're frowning,
the story about their dad, but yeah.
Well, if you're frowning while you're listening to the Beach Boys, I'm not sure you're listening with the right ears. 640 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Last day of school for Santa Rosa County. Joining us now, we have Dr. Karen Barber, the superintendent of Santa Rosa County School District. Superintendent, congratulations on another year in the books.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a wonderful, wonderful school year.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. How did the kids do? I mean, obviously in Florida, we've been back in school for a while, but we are still suffering the effects of COVID. I'm reading these stories from other parts of the nation where, you know, massive percentages of kids are not making their graduation calls because they've suffered from COVID and remote learning. How did Santa Rosa County students do this year?
Extremely well. We have 2,300 students that are earning their high school diploma. And yes, this class went out as a freshman. They went out on spring break in March and didn't come back to school until August.
Ugh.
5 months. Yeah, 5 month vacation, basically. We have remote learning at that time, but we were all still learning what that's all about. And so it wasn't the ideal setting, certainly, for learning. The next year, lots of quarantining, social distancing. And so that was another tough year. So their junior and senior years were really the 2 years of their high school experience that were more normal, if you will. And yet 2,300 students graduating with their high school diploma, many of them had to retake exams, but they made the score that they needed to. In fact, I'll tell you one real quick story. Our guidance departments have worked so hard to help our students get across that finish line and earn their diploma. I was at a high school the other day taking some flowers and a certificate of appreciation to a guidance counselor, and there was a mom in there, and she was just sobbing, and I thought, uh-oh. Well, they were happy tears because her son retook an exam over and over again, finally got the score he needed to get his high school diploma, and he is the first person in their family to get a high school diploma. So this changed the whole trajectory of this young man and his family. And so we've got lots of success stories like that. So really proud of the grit our kids have and their commitment and their courage.
No, it's really encouraging to hear that, because so much of the news out of schools or about schools is so negative, and, you know, it's controversy and problems. And I'm glad to know so many students did so well after having to had to deal with COVID. One of the things, and you're talking about tests and taking them again. You know, my son just took his, he was middle schooled in public, but then back to homeschool and dual enrolled. But he had to take the new civics test, you know, the one you've got to pass for the that test is hard. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty knowledgeable person about, you know, U.S. politics, history and philosophy and Supreme Court cases. That test is really hard.
Yeah. Our kids take a civics test as an eighth grader, and then they take as a senior a U.S. government and civics test. In the last 2 years, we have been number one and number two in the state out of 67 counties when it comes to U.S. history and civics. So we are very, very proud of our students, and we take that very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, just for people who don't know, you have to become familiar with, I think it's the 20 or so most significant Supreme Court cases in history. You know, like that level of information. It's very, very rigorous. One of the things I think we were concerned about at the beginning of this school year was how the big changes in bus routes would affect students. And because of staffing shortages and other questions, you know, people having to go farther to get to the bus route, it seems like it really worked out well, but you tell me.
It did. It absolutely did. You know, change is hard. So when we had to have, we instead of having door-to-door, we had neighborhood stops. There were parents that were concerned about that. And we worked with them. If we needed to make a route change, we did that. We want our kids, of course, number one, to be safe. The reason that we made the change with our bus routes was really because of workforce shortage. The previous school year, about 75% of our students arrived to school on time and went home on time. That meant 25% of our kids were missing instructional time because the buses were late. And that was because we were short drivers. With our new routes, 98% of our buses are on time. 98%. So yes, increased instructional time, but in the afternoon when students arrive at home on time, that doesn't disrupt that family schedule. They have time to go out and play, to get their homework done, to have other afternoon activities. So it was a win-win all the way around.
No, it sounds great. And, you know, I know, you know, every time you try something new, there's always a reluctance and there's always people who kind of lose their minds. And then you got to try it for a little while to find out if they're right or not. And it can be risky. But it seems like this was a necessary solution to a problem and also wound up with the benefit, like you said, of a much greater reliability in terms of getting kids home and to school. And
full dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Dr. Karen Barber, superintendent for Santa Rosa County Schools. One of the things, we've had a lot of changes again this year to the law related to schools. I think, you know, it's kind of my job to track these things. It's certainly your job to track these things. One of the ones that surprised me a little bit is the changes in the rules to digital technology in the classroom. You know, not to be, I guess we're not supposed to be using, you know, laptops and Chromebooks and tablets and cell phones anymore. Am I right? And how is that going to change for next year?
Well, no, you can use those devices, but it has to be for instructional purposes.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you know, most of our teachers, as a student comes in with their cell phone, they'll have like a what we call a pocket chart on the wall hanging. And so it'll have individual slots where students can put their cell phones. And then when they need them, they're getting that cell phone out and they can use that device. But we also have, you know, iPads, laptops in the room for students to use as well. So when it comes to instructional purposes, they are not prohibited, just for personal use.
Got it.
Kind of distract from the instruction, we need that cell phone put away.
We've also had a lot of controversy this year about school books. I have been following Escambia County, and I will say that the school board meetings about the school books have been a hot mess. I haven't been watching your meeting, so I apologize to not know exactly how it's been going. But, I mean, are you in compliance with what the law says about the materials in the libraries? I know you've had a recent push for materials being reviewed by, you know, this one political group. So where does the school district stand with the books in the libraries?
Yes, we're in compliance. We have over 400,000 books in our 36 libraries, 400,000 books. We have certified library media specialists in all of our schools. And every year, their job is to review the materials in the library and update them. So it is a we weed out the books every year that perhaps are obsolete, that are damaged, that haven't been checked out recently. So yes, you're right. There is a political group that formed, I think, back in March. They attended our May 4th board meeting and then our May 16th board meeting. At the 16th board meeting, they referred to a list of 65 books that they had objection to. We gave them our school board policy with the process that we must follow. We have a specific process. It's board policy, and that's required by state statute. So this week, finally, they gave us six objection forms, reconsideration forms. So these are the only reconsideration forms we have ever received.
Really?
But this group,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So they received those this week, but, you know, and we directed them. The first step is to meet with the school librarian where the book is that they object to. Our folks have reached out to this group to set up appointments, and we have not heard back from them. But we have to start, you know, we have to follow that process. We can't make exceptions for a political group or anyone. We start with step one, which is meeting with that school librarian.
Well, it just sounds like the news is that there hasn't been any news on like an Escambia. So that's interesting. Go ahead. You're going to say, though.
Yes. Something we've had in place, Andrew, for every parent of our students is the ability for a parent to limit the access their student has to the self-selected books in our libraries. Again, over 30,000 students in our schools, only two parents have asked for limited access. No parent has said, I don't want my child reading books from the library. But only two have said, I want to choose the books my child is going to read in the library. That's it.
Very good. And that kind of individualized plan, I mean, that's been available for a long time. That's something that parents have been doing for forever. And, of course, both school districts do that. Hey, last thing before we let you go, Superintendent Barber, how are we on crowding in the schools? I know we've got the K-8 on Chemuckla, I guess is going to open in the fall. We're pushing back the high school a year on Highway 98 that's going to go in where the old flea market was. Do you feel like are we okay in terms of all this building and all these people, and we haven't heard as much in the last year or two about overcrowding, but that's post-COVID too. So how are we doing on school capacity?
Well, we're doing great. I mean, we definitely have the need to build, and we have property located throughout our county so that we will be set with schools for the next 20 years. But we'll build incrementally. Wallace Lake K-8 will open up in August. Mm-hmm. That will serve about 900 students. So we'll have about 7 of our schools that are rezoned so that some of those students will go there. And yes, in the fall of 2026, we'll open up our new South End High School. So meanwhile, you know, we're using some portables to make sure that we can accommodate and have a student station for every child. And we're going to continue after that South End High School. There'll be one in the north that we start building.
Well, we're looking forward to that. And, you know, I know it's always a challenge, and the portables caught me by surprise when I first moved here. I'm like, I'd never seen that before, but it just is what we do, and based on the laws you have to follow from the state about when you can expand and how you fund that, all of it together. Well, Dr. Barber, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for helping oversee the education of our kids, especially, you know, we know that it's done so well. And in Santa Rosa County, I know all the parents, on their behalf, I want to say thank you for teaching them and keeping them safe, and congratulations on another year in the books.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the parents choosing our school district because we are the number one education destination in Northwest Florida.
Outstanding. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got HVAC needs, Peden, they'll take care of you with good quality products, good service. They get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You want to have your AC system inspected here before the summer really heats up. I mean, it's hot enough, but it's going to get even hotter. You know that. $49 inspections in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City, $29 inspections in Baldwin County. The first 400 people get a free Smart Care membership. And look, they will take good care of you. You won't have to have a question about whether it's going to be done right with Peden. So if it's electrical, if it's AC, if it's heating, whatever it is, call Peden and find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collection, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report, a problem feature, to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.57. Florida average is $3.38. In Mississippi, it's an even $3. That's up just a little bit. California is $4.82. If you are in Navarre, $3.16 east and west at the Walmart. And Tiger Point, $3.15. Fort of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy, $3.39 going into proper. $3.11 at the CEFCO in Milton, $3.29 at the Murphy and P Ridge, and then $3.39 at everywhere and basically. In Pace, if you're on 9 Mile, a Walmart has, $3.25. Oh, no. Is there a better one? The Shell, University has $3.09. That's significantly better. $3.25 is your, that's your best price at the Murphy on US 29. Okay, fine. Coming in from the southwest side, everything's bad until you go to the Happy Shopper at North W. Man, $3.09. Everybody else is like $3.29 or $3.39. So good luck finding priceable gas today. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And
what is it, Memorial Day or something?
I know, man. It's the weekend. Yeah, I know. So it's
prices are jacked up, right?
There's that, right? But on the good news, for the most part, it is holiday light. A little bit slow after the Avalon exit, I-10, and this is eastbound. And I believe it's due to construction. It looks like it is down to one lane. It's moving. It's just real, real slow. And certainly, if you know different or have a traffic tip, of course, 437-1620, text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, travel for Memorial Day weekend likely to surpass pre-pandemic levels. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airlines have delivered considerable improvements in avoiding delays and cancellations.
Each month we've seen cancellations under 2%. That's better than the 10-year average. And so far this May, we're seeing those numbers hold.
And Buttigieg says this weekend will be a test of whether airlines can meet the demand, especially amid an air controller shortage. An international coalition will be training Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16 fighter jets. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the training will be a significant undertaking. The Netherlands and Denmark will be leading that training in Europe starting here in the next few weeks. And Governor DeSantis' presidential campaign reportedly brought in more than $8 million in the day after his presidential announcement. The number includes $1 million raised in just the first hour after that video.
All right. Thanks so much for the update, David. Quick future news. Are we going to have a debt ceiling solution?
Future news. And yes, dude.
We have to. And they keep saying they will. So I will say yes. Are we gonna no longer see the bag recycling places at Walmart and Target because they don't actually recycle the bags, apparently?
No.
I think they'll still keep the
boxes.
You're
listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.